I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
And so I was approached this week by a big money guy. Yeah, big money guy. Wants me to come in with him as a consultant so that he can grow marijuana legally. He's got some kind of license application to be a legal marijuana grower in Florida. I said, thanks. No thanks. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek in charge. And yeah, I mean, I got hit up by a guy who knows nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing about growing anything. You know, that was one of the first things I asked. He has never grown anything in his life, but he's got money, and I guess he smokes a lot of pot. I don't know that he smokes a lot of pot. I just kind of got the impression that he smokes a lot of pot. And he is got an application in to become a grower of legal marijuana in Florida, or so he says. And he wanted to know what I was going to charge to consult him to help him set up a grow house. I said, you know, I'm not, it's just nothing I'm going to do. It's just absolutely nothing that I'm going to do. And he said, why? I said, you know, you want to be involved in the marijuana, you be involved in the marijuana. I don't want to be involved in the marijuana. I just don't. I've talked about this before. Number one, I think marijuana should be legal because it's a plant that comes out of the ground. And it has a history of not harming you like alcohol does. Let's just put it that way. And there may be some medicinal, you know, uses for it, although I have yet to see double-blind studies saying that there are, but there are people who swear by it. I had a friend who's an attorney who passed away, and in the last year of his life, he went from his life being unbearable to having a very productive last year of his life, which he totally attributed to marijuana. And I saw how he was before he started doing the marijuana, and I saw how he was while he was doing the marijuana. And that is strictly anecdotal, but, you know, God bless him. But so that's medicinal. But marijuana for recreational use, in my opinion, is stupid. Because here's what I think marijuana does. I think, well, number one, I think smoking marijuana is stupid. I think smoking anything is stupid. I think lighting something on fire, sticking it up to your mouth and inhaling it, is stupid. That goes for the marijuana, that goes for the cigarettes, that goes for anything. A cigar, I just don't get it. I've never been able to understand it. It just is totally, by the way, every member of my family smokes cigarettes except me. My parents, my dad died at the age of 48 from Berger's disease, which is a smoking disease. All right, he went through massive amputations, had a horrendous last year of his life. It was awful. My beautiful sister was a very heavy cigarette smoker, worked for the police department for 30 years, got lung cancer, died at 55 years of age, died a horrendously horrible death. My brother is suffering right now from all of his years of smoking, just suffering dramatically. I'm not going to go there. So I don't like smoking any damn thing, let alone marijuana, because I think smoking marijuana makes you stupid. I really do. And you've all seen these people who smoke marijuana on a regular basis, the wake and bake people. You know, they got to have it first thing in the morning. They smoke pot all the time, and you can tell these people they're dumber than a friggin' door. They are dumber than a door. And they weren't dumber than a door before they started smoking marijuana. Now, in Florida, where I live, they have now legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes. But guess what? Our state does not allow you to smoke the marijuana legally for medicinal purposes. You have to take it as an edible of some kind, a liquid, a pill, something. You can't smoke it. So guess what? All the marijuana stores that opened up to sell the legal marijuana are having a hard time because nobody wants to buy legal marijuana that they can't smoke. So I think it's hysterical. There's one outfit that had four or five stores in this area, and they're down to one. And they invested millions of dollars to get set up for this. I mean, literally millions of dollars to get set up for this. And now they're like losing money. Just like, you know, they're just, it's just coming out like a, you know, it's falling apart like a Chinese motor scooter. It truly is. So I don't understand it. I was not about to get involved on a commercial basis with it. I don't tell people how to grow marijuana on the radio show. People have asked me a million times how to grow marijuana. I know how to grow marijuana. Let me tell you how I know how to grow marijuana. Years and years ago, in the 70s, the county agent in the county that I live in, wonderful man, one of my earliest mentors, a guy by the name of Gil Witten, Sheriff's Department brought him down to the Cooperative Extension Service. They brought him a marijuana seeds. They brought him marijuana seeds. They said, could you grow us some marijuana? And we'd just like you to grow this for us. So he did it in his office, set it up in his office, and he grew marijuana from seeds, had some marijuana plants in his office that the Sheriff's Department knew about. And by the way, this is like in the 70s. And in the 70s, if you got caught with marijuana, they put handcuffs on you. They drug you to jail. They took your dog away. I mean, it was like a big time thing back then. Now they write you a ticket. But back then, he had these marijuana plants in his office. Now, people that worked out in his office who liked to smoke the marijuana would like go into his office with the little scissors, and they were cutting off leaves and pruning and all kinds of stuff. I just happen to know that. But he grew marijuana, and he told me exactly how he did it. I'm not going to tell you how he did it, but he then determined that, you know, there were things that you had to do. Growing a marijuana plant is reasonably easy, but growing a marijuana plant that has a bunch of THC in it is extremely difficult, and there are a lot of tricks involved, a lot of tricks involved. And I'm not going to tell you what they are. I know what they are. If I wanted to grow the marijuana, I could grow me some monster marijuana. I could. I was going to say monster A something or other, but I could just grow you some monster marijuana if I wanted to. But I think marijuana is stupid. I think smoking marijuana is stupid. So I'm not going to tell you how to do it. I'm not going to write it down. It's just in my head. When I croak, it's all going to go with me. I have members of my family who have asked me how to grow marijuana, and I have told them, no, I am not going to do it. I go into people's houses all the time that grow marijuana. I was doing a horticultural consultant thing down in the city of St. Petersburg once. And they had a greenhouse out attached to their house, and they had 25 plants in there. And the lady was bragging to me about it, and she showed me her marijuana, and it was just all out there. It was, you know, it was potent-looking marijuana. It had the big blooms on it and all this, and she told me what she was doing. It asked me what I thought she should do to make it better. I did not tell her. I said, you have told somebody that you have the marijuana here, that you don't know me from squat. And I said, did you know that my sister worked with the St. Petersburg Police Department for 30 years? Well, that whole episode made me very unpopular with this young lady. And I mean, it was just, you know, very uncomfortable for me. It was very, very, very uncomfortable for me. Needless to say, I think her marijuana disappeared very, very quickly from that location. I really do. But I'm just very anti-marijuana. Now, if you want to smoke marijuana, God bless you. Do what you want to do. It's, you know, where is it? Colorado, California, all kinds of places. It's legal for recreational use. And that's good if that's what you want to do. Going across state lines with it turns out to be not the smartest thing in the world, because then you can get arrested. Again, I think it should be legal. I don't think there should be any laws against it. I just think it's dumb. That's all. And I'm not going to tell you how to grow it. So I get all these emails. If you knew how many emails I get a week from people asking me marijuana growing tips that I just delete. I don't answer them. I don't even answer them. I just delete them. By the way, today I got 88 emails from people wanting to know, not about marijuana, just wanting to know stuff. And the truth of the matter is that I generally sit down and answer all of those emails about plant problems. I do. It takes me a while, but I get it done. People asking how to grow marijuana, they don't get a reply because it gets deleted. I'm Michael Croce. This is Ask the Governor.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Garden Geek. I am Michael Gross. I am the geek here. I'm just here, sitting in the studio and doing something totally different. I got to tell you, I'm doing something totally different. I am recording the show this week, not on my computer with my Behringer mixing board and all the high-tech equipment and, you know, compressor and all of this stuff. No, you know why? Because my Behringer mixing board is not working, and I can't fix it because I just can't fix it. So I am recording the show this week. Last time I did this was in September when Hurricane Irma came through, and we lost our electricity for several days, and I had to record a show. I took out my Apple appliance, my Apple iPad, and I downloaded and paid $9.99 for a audio program that looks like a radio station. It's called Boss Jock Pro. And I figured out how to use it, and I used a USB microphone, plugged it into it. I put my music on there. I just happened to have my music in my email, so that was easy to reach, you know, to get. Stuck that on there and figured out how to do it and did the radio. I recorded a national radio show with a $10 app on an iPad mini, by the way, with a USB microphone. And nobody knew I did it. And, you know, the show, I found a McDonald's that was open that had Wi-Fi, and I took my iPad there and recharged it while I was there, and I uploaded the show to the network from a open McDonald's with Wi-Fi and got it up to the network. Nobody knew that I recorded a national radio show using my iPad mini and a $10 app called Boss Jock Pro. Well, I'm doing that this week. I'm using my iPad mini and Boss Jock Pro. But it's amazing. You know, it took me a while to figure out how to use that because I'm not that intuitive when it comes to technology. Not like I used to be. But, you know, I figured, well, I did it in September, and now here we are in May. I got to tell you, it's a little daunting, and I've had to really work this thing and figure out how to make it work. But it seems to be working. You're going to hear the show. I can pretty much guarantee you it's going to be broadcast quality. It will be absolutely broadcast quality without all this fancy stuff. And maybe by next week I will have my rather, you know, high-end mixing board working. I got somebody coming over who knows how to work on these things. So maybe I'll be back using that. It'd be a lot easier if I was doing that compared to this, because timing is really strange on this. But anyway, getting back to gardening. 2 weeks ago, I was with my son Zach, and we were in Largo, Florida, the beautiful town of, not Key Largo, but the beautiful town of Largo, Florida, where we were going to a flip house. And we met the guy there, and he said, man, He goes, I got to reseed. I said, yeah, you know, it looks like, you know, looks kind of bad. He said, I got to tell you what happened. He said, 2 weeks ago, he has a sprinkler system and everything. He said, I seeded this place, turned on the sprinkler system, set it to, you know, come on twice a day for 2 weeks. He says, I came back here this morning and I found out that the sprinkler system had been disconnected and it did not water. And he said, you know, nothing came up. He says, I think I'm lost. I said, I want you to try something. He said, what's that? I said, Super Thrive. Here's what's amazing. He already had some. He said, I use that whenever I transplant anything. I said, put a cap full in a gallon of water. And he had a two-gallon sprayer. So he filled up his two-gallon sprayer up, put two capfuls in there. I said, it's a small front yard. I just spray this all over the front yard and start watering again and let me know how it works. He said, okay, I'm going to do that. So Zach and I went out there again today, 2 weeks later. We went out there today. I was absolutely floored. His grass was coming up. I mean, there was no bare spots. His grass was coming up everywhere. And I said, did you throw some more seed down? He goes, no. He said, I used all the seed when I seeded it. He says, I just thought I would try this. So he tried that. You know, he was there when I tried it. And it worked. It just worked rather amazingly. This is not a commercial for Super Thrive. I have nothing to do with them. I wish I owned them because the stuff is a miracle product. But that's what he did. He says, I had no idea that this was anything, you know, good for this. I said, yeah. He says, I'm going to plug the yard at my house. I'm going to install plugs. He said, would that help with that? I said, when I put in grass plugs, I always mix up 1 gallon of Super Thrive in a pump up sprayer, you know, one cap full of water, you know, and when I drill the holes to put the plugs into, I just take the little pump up sprayer and I spray Super Thrive in the hole. And I stick the plugs in then. I will tell you that they grow together so much faster. They take root faster. They grow together faster. It's wonderful. We did a test on this. I've talked about this before. Many, many years ago when I was teaching horticulture at the jail, we installed plugs in a new building at the jail, grass plugs, in a rather large area. Me and my criminal students, my absolute criminal students and I went out. And on half of it, we use Super Thrive in the, you know, spraying it in the holes. And the other half, we didn't. Oh, and there was another small section that we did where we set up a little tub full of mixed Super Thrive. And we actually submerged each plug into that before we put it into the ground. And we had that over there to compare how it worked on all of them. And I will tell you that just spraying it in the hole worked just as well as submerging it into the thing. Because submerging it, the plugs into this mix of Super Thrive was very time consuming. But they grew together wonderfully. And all of the Super Thrive treated grass plugs literally grew. The roots had taken within 3 days, because we're out there checking them every day. You reach down, grab the plug. Within 3 days, they had taken root, to whereas the other ones, you could pull the plugs right out. And they were all getting watered, you know, a couple of times a day. And they grew together literally 3 times faster than the plugs that had not had Super Thrive. And we did not have a budget for fertilizer at the jail. Our fertilizing was very, very limited. We had yucky fertilizer, and it just, you know, we just relied on the Super Thrive, and it worked. What is Super Thrive? It's a 50 vitamin and mineral and hormone liquid that you can buy. I buy it. You know what? I saw it at Home Depot. But I usually buy it at a store up in Pasco County, or it's on Amazon, or it's on eBay. It's not expensive. Don't buy a big bottle. A little bottle, you're only putting a cap full in a gallon of water. A little bottle lasts a long, long time. So, you know, you learn something new every day. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio.
Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross. You know, the geek. Your chief geek. And I'm here to talk about gardening, darn it, and organics. I did a show a couple weeks ago about organic fertilizer, one that I like, Milorganite. I went on and on and on. Last year, I used a lot of Milorganite. Well, I got an email from a lady today who tried Milorganite, said that she got results, but she could not stand the smell. And she did not want to use a fertilizer that used poop. I mean, that's, I guess, the best way to say it. She didn't want to use a fertilizer that used poop, yet she wanted to be organic. And she sent me the name of this stuff and asked me what I thought about it. She said it's available at Walmart. I went up to my Walmart. I was at Walmart, and I went into the garden section looking for it and could not find it. And I asked about it, and they said, oh, it's only available online. So I came home to my handy-dandy computer, which I'm now looking at. It's called Purely Organic Lawn Food. Promotes lush green lawn, will not burn your lawn. And it's, by the way, it's a 10-0-2, so it's 10% nitrogen. Comes in a 25-pound bag, which they say covers 5,000 square feet. Well, let's think about that. We'll figure that out and figure out what the end rate is on that. But anyhow, it's $18.66 for enough fertilizer to cover, to cover 5,000 square feet. That's a pretty good sized lawn. My lawn is 4,000 square feet in front and the back. And it doesn't say on the label what the source of it is, but let's go down here and read some of this, and we'll talk about this. And it says, Purely Organic Products Lawn Food is an all-new natural fertilizer. It covers 5,000, all new, by the way, all natural fertilizer. It covers 5,000 square feet and can be used all year long. Lawn food contains no dangerous chemicals or harmful ingredients. Cost-effective and excellent coverage. One 25-pound bag covers 5,000 square feet of turf. Will not burn your lawn. No harsh ingredients. Plant-based ingredients, unlike manure. Based on biosolid fertilizers. No manure. No unpleasant odor. Our combination of ingredients promotes a lush green lawn. Yet they don't talk about what it is or what the active ingredients are in it. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do it right now. Oh, by the way, it gets 4.8 stars out of 5. Organic, safe, cheap, and it works. These are reviews. Great product, virtually zero chemical smell. For those of us who don't like chemicals and no smell of poop, very easy to spread using a handheld rotary spreader. Smells like beer, basically. Only negative I can think of is it takes 3 weeks, 1 month, to see improvements on the lawn. That's because it takes a while for the pellets to break down and dissolve. But after a month, I can say that my lawn is growing really fast and a very, very green and looks amazing. I only water my lawn every 4 days for 5 minutes. I will probably increase the duration when the summer arrives. But so far, so good. Planning to buy more bags and apply this stuff every 6 months or so. So another one works great. It's 0.75 pounds of N per 1,000 square feet with no burnout. So, wow, that's pretty high rate. Good for your lawn, safe for pets, also good for the environment. I don't see any bad reviews. Everything here is 5. I gave this fertilizer 4 stars because it hasn't had long enough to show me what it will do. However, it doesn't smell bad, and even though I put it on heavier than directed, I have seen no burning at all. It and I may add another star at a later date. Well, how nice of you. You know, how nice. So those are, and there's questions in there. Doesn't say what the ingredients are, but guess what I'm going to do? Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy a bag, $18.66. I'm going to add it to the cart from Walmart.com. And there, oh, $18.66 shipping, $5.99. Estimated taxes and fees based on my zip code. The total out-the-door price is going to be $25.96. Let me push the little checkout thing. I have an account with Walmart. This should go. Boom, goes the dynamite. I have now ordered it. And I will let you know what I think. Purely Organic Products, LLC, lawn food. I'll let you know what I think. I'm kind of looking forward to it, as a matter of fact. I like natural foods. I guess you could compare it to Ringer Laundry Store, but, you know, if that's a plant, because Ringer Laundry Store is a plant base, but Ringer Laundry Store for a 25-pound bag is $39.99, and I think that only covers, if memory serves me correctly, 2,000 square feet. So Ringer Laundry Store is a lot more expensive to use. So, but, you know, it's a good product. I've used it before. I've definitely used it before. But, yeah, it's kind of pricey, as they say. But I'm looking forward to trying this. I will slap it on the lawn. By the way, I'm not going to do my backyard. I've got about 2,200 square feet in the front yard. This will do 5,000 square feet. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put the whole bag, the whole 25 pounds, on my front and side yards and just see what it does. See if it burns, which I don't think it will. I've already put Milorganite down. I did put some Milorganite down. I used up all my Milorganite and put that down. And I said I wasn't going to obsess with my lawn this year. I did say that. I made a pure statement that I was not going to be obsessed with the lawn this year, which I'm not. Last year, totally obsessed. This year, not going to be obsessed, although I just now bought another bag of fertilizer, 100% organic fertilizer, to put on the yard. And I will report to you, and this is all for scientific. By the way, Walmart's got Milorganite a lot cheaper than Home Depot does. I just have to say it's cheaper at Walmart, or at least on Walmart online, than it is at Home Depot. Considerably cheaper. But I'm going to try this organic fertilizer. Going to give it a shot. I will report to you how it works and, you know, how it does. The lady also wanted to know if I'm still using the Xterra insecticide. And no, I'm not. And the reason I'm not is because I can't stand the smell. And I'm the only person in the world. All of these botanicals, there's several of them out. And, you know, several of them work. They all work pretty well. But the ones that have the mint in it, I don't know what it is. I cannot stand the smell of it. And I am the only person I know that can't stand the smell of it. I would rather smell a chemical than this stuff. But that's just me. I don't know. I won't have it in my garage because it just kind of works its way into the concrete. And whenever I walk out in the garage, the last stuff that I had in a little shed out back. And then I couldn't even go into the shed. So I wound up giving it to a friend just to get it out of here. And it just takes forever. I remember putting it in the back of my pickup truck. When I had a Toyota pickup truck with a closed, you know, back, I had a topper over the back. And the smell permeated. And I had a window that opened, my back window on the truck opened so I could actually reach back there and grab stuff. And the smell just permeated my truck, and it was so bad. I sold the truck. Now, that's not the only reason I sold the truck, but it was one of the reasons I was glad to get rid of the truck, was because of that smell. I'm just one of those people. I prefer no odors as to any odor at all. And even though it's organic, you ever use, talk about an organic that smells terrible, nicotine sulfate. You can buy that. What is the name of the black something or other? I forget. It's a nicotine sulfate spray. It's got a danger rating on it, even though it's 100% organic. The smell of that will knock your socks off. It will hit you so hard that you're going to have to pull your socks down to shave. That's how bad that stuff smells. I don't like smelly stuff. Don't like smelly pesticides. I don't wear cologne. I don't particularly like, you know, I don't find it attractive for women who wear perfume. I like to smell you. You know, that's earthy. You're listening to Ask the Gardener.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Podcast. I really want to know if you listen to podcasts. Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Crose. I am the chief geek in charge right here at Ask the Garden Geek, where we generally talk about gardening. And in this segment, we may get to it for a minute. But I must tell you something. I don't podcast. I do radio. I have a radio show. You're listening to it right now. The Ask the Garden Geek radio show. That's what I do. But I belong to the Florida Podcasters Association, and I go to a very international event every year called PodFest. A lot of radio people belong to the Florida Podcasters Association, and a lot of radio people show up at the at these conventions like PodFest, which I go to every February, big three-day affair. And so, you know, we're very closely related. Well, Tuesday night, I went to the Florida Podcasters Association meeting in Tampa because the second speaker that was going to be on, I wanted to hear. He was talking about a topic that I wanted to hear. So I drove over there, and there was about 75 people in the room. And they had two speakers. The first one I wasn't interested in. Second one I was. As it turns out, the first speaker was absolutely incredible. He was great. And the second one that I went to hear, you know, not so much. But anyway, I go over there and they have this little thing before they get started. The gentleman who's in charge, guy by the name of Chris Crementos, has everybody, and I've known him for years, has everybody stand up and introduce themselves and their podcast or their radio show. So, you know, they're just going down the line, and I'm just sitting there, and they come to me, and I usually stand up, and I say, Michael Crose, Ask the Garden Geek radio station, heard on radio stations throughout the country. I don't know. I stood up. Instead of doing that, I stood up, and I said, oh, Michael Crose, guest host for the Ernesto Durango podcast. And Chris looks at me, he goes, what? I said, Michael Crose, guest host for the Ernesto Durango podcast. He goes, is that a thing? I said, yeah, that's a thing. He goes, is that real? I said, yeah, that's real. He goes, how do I know it's real? I said, go to ErnestoDurango.com. You'll find it. Well, let me tell you a little story. I used to do a radio show several years ago called the Ernesto Durango Show, where I filled in for Ernesto Durango. It was 4.5 minutes of radio. And it was held on Saturday mornings. And it started as a joke. A network that I was working for at the time used to feed one of the network news feeds up to the satellite. And this is all very technical. But there's two channels, two sides of a channel that go up to the satellite for a radio for radio stations to pull stuff off of. And this guy, the board op and the general manager of this network, a guy by the name of Jay Harrison, and then another guy who was the board op, said, you know, Michael, if you want that 4.5 minutes to do anything you want with, we can put that out on Channel B, and some radio stations may want to carry that instead of the news. I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, why don't we try that today? Because, you know, I did the show live back in those days. And they said, okay. So we went on to Channel B, and I introduced myself. I said, hi, I'm Michael Gross, and this is the Ernesto Durango Show. I just made the name up. Okay, and I'm filling in for Ernesto Durango today. And I did 4.5 minutes talking about stoplights. That's what I did. I talked about stoplights and how I just could never figure out how long yellow lights lasted. Just right off the top of my head, 4.5 minutes. They counted me down. I said, that was the Ernesto Durango Show. I'm Michael Gross, filling in. Well, they said, you're going to do this again next week, right? I said, sure, why not? So by the time next week came, they had this whole production package made up with this guy ranting and raving about Ernesto Durango and this big opening. And there I was, you know, you're listening to the best 4.5 minutes of your week. Saturday mornings, 9 o'clock. So I forget what I did it on, but I did it. You know, we decided on the topic as the music was playing, and I would just talk about nothing, like I'm doing now, for 4.5 minutes. Well, strangely as it may seem, the radio stations that picked up that news feed, there was a lot more of them than picked up my radio show that picked up that news feed. Well, literally 25% of them were getting that B channel, you know, just because that's how they had it set. So all of a sudden, the next thing you know, I had like 250 people, radio stations, carrying Ernesto Durango. And then it started growing, and more stations started carrying it. And the next thing you know, I mean, there were like 300 or 400 radio stations or more carrying Ernesto Durango. So I was under a lot of pressure. And they wanted me to pre-produce it and all this other stuff. No, we're just going to do it live. And they would play the music, and I'd say, what's the topic today? And I remember my board op said, oh, make it peanut butter. I did 4.5 minutes on peanut butter. And it was just weird talking radio. Well, then the Accent Radio Network, which was the network that was doing all of this, abruptly went out of business. I mean, abruptly went out of business. And the Ernesto Durango Show was over with. It was done because I no longer had a syndicator. Had a bunch of radio stations carrying it, but I did not have a syndicator. So I said, okay, well, that was fun. That was wonderful. Well, in 2014, I said, I'm going to make some Ernesto Durangos again just for the internet. And I don't know what I'm going to do with them. So I called up the guy that did the music and everything for it, and he shipped me new music saying the best 2.5 minutes of your day. And I did, it was like 2014 when the first one I did was about Apple Watches. And boy, if you listen to that, I was totally wrong. I was totally, totally wrong. So anyway, after I said that at this meeting that, you know, fill in host for Ernesto Durango, and I said, it's a real thing. I see all these people. There's like 70 people in the room. They're all grabbing their phones, and they're looking up ErnestoDurango.com. I had no idea the website was still there. The website was still there, and people were listening to Ernesto Durango, and I could see people laughing. So now I'm getting emails from people wanting new Ernesto Durangos. So if you go to ErnestoDurango.com, you'll find some old episodes there. But if I can find the music and the intro that I had in 2014, I'll start producing some new stuff. For Ernesto Durango, I'm Michael Gross. Have a great day.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.